at the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota, joins us on the ticket hotline. It is the famous SEC booster, Big Jim Jack. Good morning, Big Jim Jack.
Good morning, Newville. How are you?
Good. How are you? I know you're a big football fan and a big Republican.
Of course. I'm a big booster of the SEC and, of course, a big booster of the grand old party.
You're up there in St. Paul, huh?
I'm up here in Minnesota covering the convention for the ticket, of course, and what a glorious convention it is. I love being surrounded by white people. I mean, right people. People who believe the right things.
Right. Yeah, okay.
And I've long time been involved in politics. The first president I ever voted for was Jefferson Davis. I was a Dixiecrat for a long time, and now I'm a Republican because they respect my values.
You go way back.
Unlike the Democrats who are trotting out that Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah.
Now, I halfway like Barack Hussein Obama, but the half of him I don't like died in Kenya a few decades ago.
Now, Big Jim Jack.
Now, you have to listen to me. This is the way I boost. You have to understand. The problem I have with Barack is that I don't think that this country is ready to elect. And I don't mean any offense by this, but I just don't think this country is ready to elect a radical Muslim.
All right. He's not a radical Muslim.
That's just why doesn't he wear the flag pin, George?
Well,
George.
I think I'll prove my point.
Not really. It doesn't make
well, I know
radical.
Before our SEC games, all of my friends stand for the national anthem and put our hands over our hearts.
Yeah.
And we wear our flag pins and our stars and bars. And we respect this country, and I don't think Barack Hussein Obama does that when the national anthem is played.
Well, I think he does.
I guess he doesn't do wearing the flag pin and putting the hand over the heart when he goes to those Globetrotter games or whatever those mixed-up breed Kenyans do.
Oh, my gosh.
Big Jim Jack, you are full of stereotypes.
Well, Barack ought to be running for president of Iraq, and I think we all know that.
Why is that?
Then again, they hung the last Hussein they had as president.
Oh, my gosh.
I just think that we can't, in good conscience, see President Obama. That just doesn't sound right to me.
Why not?
Because a president should be named Reagan or Wilson or Jefferson. Actually, I take back the Jefferson now, but back in the day, it was okay. Way back when.
Well, you need to loosen up a little bit.
Well, I'm excited now that we have this beautiful Sarah Palin on the Republican ticket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's kind of controversial, though.
Yeah, she's a V-pill for sure.
V-pill? What does that mean?
Yeah, what is that?
I have to get going now,
okay.
I'm Big Jim Jack. GOP booster.
All right, we'll see you. There's Big Jim Jack from St. Paul, Minnesota.
The always opinionated Big Jim Jack on with those boys in the early morning.